Fire Radio. Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:06, September 17th. And it looks like it may not be quite a sunny day, but Linda's going to be talking about that. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and also you can jump into our chat room right there or send Linda an email at Linda@KCNR1460.com. I think it's the last day, and he's probably happy about that for sitting in. The man with the mini skirt, Eric, the...
You can take my pants, but you can't take my freedom. This is my kilt lad.
Yeah, I know what it is. What's the little? What's that little rainbow hem on it?
There's no rainbow hem on anything.
Are you sure?
I haven't worn rain. I don't think I've ever worn anything with rainbow colors in my entire life.
A little military green kilt there, huh? Hoot man.
It's all a drab.
Hoot. What's that blue ribbon for? Don't talk about it. Hey, and speaking of the blue ribbon. Speaking of the blue ribbon, here's Linda. Welcome back, honey. I missed you. You know,
that?
I have to, you know, Barbara Harrison's great, and she's hot, too.
You might have thought I'd been, you know, it was laid out on a massage table being massaged or something yesterday morning. But, no, I was up listening to the entire show.
Just checking on
working
it.
I wanted to hear everything. And Barbara Harrison did a phenomenal job.
Didn't she do a great job?
You guys really were worked very well together. And thank you, Barbara Harrison, so much for that. And I also want to thank all of you who wished me so well in kicking off my second show. You know, I'm finding my footing. There's so much to talk about, and an hour flies by fast. We had a great night, and I really appreciate that. We gave away dinner for two at In Salmo, and congratulations, Sharon. I'll see you tonight. That was for tonight's show, where I'm going to be singing with Rick Hill and Pat Karch. Should be a great night. Also want to congratulate Cameron Middleton. Shout out to Cameron. River City Java are 2 years. They just celebrated their second year birthday yesterday. And Carl's making all these finger motions over there. He thinks it doesn't distract me, but I'm wondering
My headphones are going on and off, all right? Okay. I can make these.
I know why you're doing that. You're starting to use your hand like it's a baton because we have something that came out this day in history. See if you can recall this theme. Okay, CBS TV debuted. It's oxymoronic. It's oxymoronic show this night in 1965, Hogan's Heroes.
Leave it to America to make a comedy about living in a prison camp with the Germans during World War II.
That's right. For 6 years, the prisoners under the lead of Colonel Robert Hogan, played by former KNX radio personality Bob Crane, managed to outwit the incompetent and inept Nazi Colonel Wilhelm Klink.
I know nothing, nothing, nothing.
He won two Emmys for that, too. And Nazi Sergeant Schultz, played quite deftly by John Banner. So, anyway, those were the days. Oh, and some other interesting things in history.
You know, yesterday was the, you weren't here. Of all days not to be here. It was the day that Dean Martin had came on the TV.
That's correct. I talked about that last night too. In 1787, guess what happened?
Let's ask Gary Keeble.
He's
wearing a kilt. He's fighting across.
I know. Can probably make your memory a little blurry. The Constitution of the United States of America was signed by delegates from 12 states.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny how in 1787 they signed the Constitution, and here we are a few years later, and the Constitution's still not agreeing on it. It's been a while.
In 1920, the National Football League was formed in Canton, Ohio.
Okay, finally, some things in there that are important.
Frank Sinatra sang his final session with Mitch Miller and Columbia Records in 1952.
Did you ever sing along with Mitch?
No, but I remember my folks having new records. He didn't turn me on. You know, there's certain records that, you know, even as a young kid, I totally love. I still have to listen to today. one of the being Sarah Vaughan. Oh my gosh, she rocked my world. I was 8. It was so good. 1954, Rocky Marciano retained possession of the world heavyweight boxing title. 1955, the Perry
retired Como. Undefeated.
That's right.
The Brockton Bomber or something like Brockton Assassin. No, that was somebody else. But he was killed later on in a plane wreck.
And in 1955, the Perry Como show moved to Saturday nights. It was a 3-hour show. Can you believe that? 3 times per week, excuse me. 3-hour show. That's only people that do radio, I think, have 3-hour shows.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Linda, you're back. Thanks, honey. You're back, and we missed
you. Oh, I like it when you guys can fill in the blanks, you know?
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:14 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 or hop into the chat room at KCNR1460.com.
I like the bump music, Eric. I think it's really appropriate with the weather today. It's going to be partly sunny with a high of 84. Chances of rain tonight around 60. I don't know. I have a little mini sweater on today. I think the weather's changing. You can feel it. The lights.
You have a mini sweater on, and Eric's got mini trousers.
Hey, let's talk about what's happening around town. You've got a stacked weekend full of all kinds of things that are going on.
Those knees. Where'd you get those knees from?
Okay, I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on. While you guys are having your party over
there.
Are
you in a plane wreck or something? What is that? You know? Okay,
sorry. There's a lot of outdoor festivities that are scheduled regardless. Even if it's raining, unless there's a deluge, they are still going to continue on with some of the things going on. We've got the Beef and Brew in downtown Red Bluff and the Blues Festival at Lulu's. We have the Oak Song Music Society 6th Annual Hawaiian Luau, slated Saturday evening at the Great Pine Farm in Oak Run. We have... the Beef and Brew in Red Bluff. Oh, you know what? We have... You're not going to believe what this is going to be. I mean, just for pure entertainment. You can get pierced, inked, fed, and entertained at the 5th Annual Reading Ink Tattoo and Piercing Convention. Guess where it's being held?
Big League Dreams.
And that's after the baseball game. You, too, can be pierced. That's in between eating your hot dogs. Various bands scheduled to perform at the Ink Inn are The Business Machines, Don't Care, The Fire Dolls, Archived in Blood, Trucker's Wife, Strix and Strings, Kings of Alturas, and Temple of Dagon. Dagon?
Dagon.
Sounds like...
Do you know the band?
Personally, the band scares me, just the sound of it. You know what?
Dagon is a person's demigod.
Do you have to get ink pierced or whatever the other thing was if you go there?
You mean like any part of your body?
No, I mean if you go there. I mean if you just go to listen, do you have to worry about getting inked, pierced, or
I guess go at your free will.
There you go. Okay.
You know, enter with care. No, that'll be a lot of fun. I think that'd be a visually stunning. Good morning.
Speaking of entering with care, somebody brought us a present this morning.
Oh, thank you. And also the winner of last night listening, and you are going to be joining us tonight at Dinsalmo. Congratulations. Thank you.
So Sharon came in. Say hello, Sharon.
Hello, Sharon.
And you brought us goodies this morning.
I did. Home-baked applesauce bars.
Oh, my gosh.
When you say home-baked.
From scratch.
You and your lovely daughter.
And my lovely daughter, yes.
I'm looking forward to having her be there with us tonight.
Oh, she's excited about it. What do we wear?
There is a dress code, by the way. They don't like T-shirts. So I said, my gentleman friends that we all know say, I said, no, collared shirts, it's 5-star, this is nice, you know, you can wear jeans, but just make sure you have a collared shirt. You can wear something like that, that's beautiful.
Well, I told her, wear walking shoes, because she loves horses, the stables there are so wonderful, and we want to walk the grounds and let her see what's out there.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Go out there, look at the new pavilion where they're going to start having weddings out there. It's beautiful out there, it really is.
So we want to have your daughter on sometime. I was talking about her the other day. Give us her name and what she just recently had a phenomenal experiences last year and the Republican women had her come speak at their luncheon to honor her.
Yes, she did a Lions Club competition, speech competition, and she wrote about the National Health Care Bill that Obama has recently signed into law. And it's pretty amazing, some of the stuff that's in there. But she went a long way with her speech, won a lot of money and scholarship for school. But she's very upset at what's going on in the country. She's one of those politically active teenagers. I'm
15.
So proud of her. 15.
15 years old. Well,
yes.
Maybe we'll have her on one day.
Oh, absolutely want to
have her on talk about it.
That's the future of our country.
So she took the opposite side for the health care, right?
Or? She took a side. She took a strong side. She's against the health care bill. And she's gotten a lot of flack from it because there are those who, you know, all Obama, whatever Obama does is good. If you have her on the radio, keep a rein on her. She's strong. She's very opinionated, but she'll tell you what she thinks about it. And she's well-educated. She's studied it.
Well, you know, too bad that the people that voted for it weren't. And she probably knows what's in the bill.
And your daughter's name?
I agree. Her name is Ivory Rose.
Yeah.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah.
Ivory Rose. Yeah.
Well, we'll set her up one day to have her come in here. You know, you can get her out of school for an hour or something.
Oh, she would love it.
Sharon, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Oh, and thank you for the homemade applesauce bars.
Tonight.
Applesauce bars. Enjoy the goodies.
Oh, thank you. What a great way to close our Fridays. Hello.
And thank you for the tickets. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, you were first caller. Yeah. We said first caller, you know, so congratulations.
People that listen to the show get...
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you're listening to the show and we have tickets, there you go.
We also gave away a Mount Shasta Mall certificate. Yeah. And Sharon's going like, oh, he's wearing a kilt. Not kidding.
She's trying to... Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. All right. When we're going to come back, it's going to be... You know what? If you even recommend drawing cartoons of Muhammad, you have to go into hiding. Where's that? Right here in the United States. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. We're going to talk about that one. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It's 7:24 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You can chat with us at KCNR1460.com. All right, what I was talking about was the FBI has urged a U.S. citizen to go into hiding. Seems like a Seattle cartoonist did a tongue-in-cheek encouragement to draw images of the Muslim prophet Muhammad has had to go into hiding. This is according to Seattle Weekly. It originally published an illustration by a cartoonist, Molly Norse, entitled Everybody Draw Muhammad Day. And she was told by the FBI to go ghost. To go ghost. Oh, that's pretty, you know.
Go ghost.
Yeah, on the insistence of top security specialist at the FBI, Norse is moving, changing her name, and essentially wiping away her identity. And the Seattle office and the FBI did not immediately return a call. It appears that Anwar al-Awlaki, you know, that U.S.-born Muslim cleric linked to al-Qaeda, said that local satirist Norse was a prime target. And she originally launched her mock campaign to protest at threats of violence against those who depict Muhammad, which is considered blasphemous in Muslim culture. And, you know, then, you know, 5 years ago, a caricature by Danish cartoonist Westergaard sparked sometimes violent protest. And a U.S. cartoon TV series, South Park, stirred up a controversy of more threats earlier this year with a depiction of Muhammad in a bear suit. Well... You know. But here's the thing. This is America. Here's somebody that says, this is the United States. And here's somebody who writes them and says, draw Muhammad Day. And the threat on her life was enough that the FBI says, hey, go ghost. You know what? Okay, let's talk about that. You know, everybody's talking about the hysteria of the mosque. Putting the mosque or the cultural center or whatever you want to call it. There's prayers there. I think it then becomes a mosque. And how people are hysterical about why is it being done. You know, when you see things like this, that in a free country that you can't depict or you can't even say, draw a picture of Muhammad, where then you have to go into hiding. There's something wrong with a group of people that use a religion to take away your rights like this. And I'm not saying the religion did it. I'm saying, but there's a large group of people in this religion that do this, that believe in this, that believe in their way. They believe in cutting off the fingers of little girls who go to school. They believe that women have no rights. They believe women are chattel. You know, they believe in killing and taking your life and lives of many and sacrificing their own life. And there's something wrong about this, that a woman in the United States has to change her entire life because she said something like this. What I'd like to see is the people of the you know, the people of the Muslim faith that we have here, the 1.5 million Muslims in this country who believe in the American way, who believe that America is the shining path, that it is a great country. You know, at this point, they stand up and say, whoa, this is enough of this. You don't come into our country and tell our people not to draw or write or have freedom of speech or freedom of religion or freedom that are guaranteed under the Constitution. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with this thing where, what's wrong with people standing up and saying enough? You know, it's enough of this. This is our country. We want this to be our country. We have built this country. We have built it with legal immigrants. We have built it on all with all religions. Where do we get into this where we are going to stop and one becomes more than others? When is it going to stop that people come across this border, our borders, with impunity? Because the government refuses to do something about it. And when you try to stand up for yourself, when you try to stand up, the government comes down on the side of the lawbreakers. That's wrong. That's wrong in my book. You know, you can say, oh, that's really simplistic. And maybe it is simplistic, but I do know right from wrong. And when a small town in Pennsylvania says, we are not going to hire illegals, it's illegal to hire people here illegally, a federal activist judge says, oh, no, it's not. You have to hire them. This is unconstitutional to say that people are here illegally. In other words, lawbreakers can, or, you know, you must hire them and you must give them a place to live. There's something wrong here. There is something wrong. There's something wrong where a judge will tell 8 million people that your vote's wrong. And then the next judge up and says, oh, it's right. There's something wrong. And what you need to do is, you know, people laugh and they point and they said, oh, look at all those people that they're getting involved, Tea Party or whatever. Last time it was Acorn. But you know what? They got involved and they made a change. That's what we have to do. You have to get out and get involved so you can make a change and stand up for this country. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for your rights given to you under the Constitution. I don't care if you're left, right, liberal, progressive, black, white, purple, polka dot, or you wear a damn kilt. You got the right. We got to take a break here.
And Carl, I got to turn on the fan.
Carl and Linda
Bott.
It's
hot in here.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. On KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 in the morning.
Our forecast, partly sunny today with a high of 84. It's currently 62 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley out there on Airport Road. We just had Dish installed. I can't get Carl away from Hee-Haw.
that's not true.
I'm sorry. No, seriously.
They've got corn growing programs on it, too, I really like.
No, we're having a good time. You know, anyway, so Dish, and what's great is that BNT Satellite is owned by a local.
BNT Satellite, that's right, Doug Tooley.
So if you're thinking of making the change, call BNT Satellite. Let's go to the phones this morning. Jay, you are on the line live.
Oh, right on. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was listening to Carl's rant, and I couldn't help but think, you know, this country's kind of like a kid that got caught smoking cigarettes behind the barn. And his dad made him smoke the whole pack. And that's kind of what happened to this country. What, you don't want to take care of your budgets? Oh, I got a budget for you. What, you don't want to protect your civil liberties? Oh, I got something for you. And you just go down the list. I mean, Carl did a very good job of it. It's just, we've allowed for far too long people to pull off their little machinations, and now it's gotten to a point where we have no tolerance for it anymore, and we're fighting back.
You know, I think that's it. I think the tolerance level is gone. I think people have said, you know what, we've given you a chance. You know, you people have been in there for a while, for a long time. We've given you a chance. And now we voted for hope, you know, quote, hope and change, no hope.
Well, we've got lots of change, just none of it was anything we wanted.
Well, but it's yeah, change that way, but no change in the way they do business. You know, everything that Obama said he was going to do about the transparency, about letting bills go through, about reading all the bills, letting the people do it, protecting our borders, protecting our people, lies. Or if they're not lies, he's not competent enough to make it happen.
Well, the people spoke in 2006 and said, hey,
that's right.
Watch the budget.
Yep.
You're not listening to us. We're tired of you. We're going to teach you a lesson. Republicans didn't learn their lesson, and in 2008, they got smacked again.
They should have been.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And now the very same people who were so disgusted with the Republicans and floated over left are even doubly disgusted because of the magnitude that the left has been committing. And so now they're going the other way. So what we're basically seeing is the people who slapped down the Republicans in 2006 and 2008 are getting ready to do the exact same thing to the Democrat Party until somebody out there listens to the will of the people.
You know, that's exactly the answer. We're going to keep slapping them down until you get people in there that say, that go and listen to us and actually make changes that will help us and not themselves in their own little rice bowls.
Yeah, it's one of those interesting situations, but we've seen it time and time again in history.
Yeah, well, now it's time again. Hey, Jay, thanks so much for your phone call.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you.
You
too. We always welcome your calls.
You bet.
And you know why we go through these stressful times and we get frustrated, you know, which we can. We've got to take a deep breath, and we always like to have these wonderful reminders. And we ask Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance to call in Fridays and give us a tip of the week. And so 7:30 she calls in. Thank you for patiently waiting, Amy. Give us a little hint of what we can take with us this week. And good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're great. Thank you.
Good. Well, you know.
Hello? Amy.
We lost Amy.
Amy's been on the
line for 2 minutes.
Oh, man.
Okay. Amy, if you're listening, call us back.
She's teaching a nutritional course at Simpson University. Amy is a licensed nutritionist, and we are so blessed that we actually go a couple days a week out to Adamson's.
A hell of a trainer.
Yeah, she is
great trainer.
Amazing. It's not just the body. It's the, you know, what you intake and what you're doing and so many other things. We're going to take a break here. Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to our
Friday. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. Welcome back. This is KCNR. 1460 on your dial. Our chat room is open. We lost Amy. Let's go to the phones. Amy, good morning. Welcome back, Amy.
Ring it again. Try again.
It's the kilt. It's there.
Amy, are
there
you,
we
okay.
are.
Amy, whatever you're doing, stop it.
Oh, guys, hold on.
Are you on your cell phone?
I am on my cell phone.
Or are you swimming across a river?
I know.
Okay,
I'm
quick,
sorry.
Quick, yeah. give us the update before you sink.
You're live on the air.
Okay.
All right. That's all right. We tried with Amy.
We tried with Amy. All right.
Anyway, we want to tell you about the weather today. If you're just tuning in, it's partly sunny. Going to be partly sunny today with a high of 84. Currently 62 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
We're going to be there tonight.
474-5546. Those are the reservation line for the reservation line for Ensemble Vineyards. I'm going to be out there singing tonight with Pat Karch on piano, and Rick Hill is going to be playing up a mean guitar. So come and join us out at Ensemble Vineyards.
We're going to have a good time tonight, yeah. Hey, look, our guest now is Brad Geertsen. Am I pronouncing that right,
yes,
Brad?
Yes, sir, perfect.
Okay, Brad represents a group of athletes and an organization that we're quite interested in. Would you like to talk about it?
Yes, I'm representing the Challenged Athletes Foundation, and what we're trying to do is raise funds for handicapped people who want to start competing at the next level, who want to really get serious about running and biking, swimming. I thought we'd sponsored skiers, but we're mostly just doing bicyclists. And the event's coming up October 16th, and I'm going to be going from San Francisco to San Diego, which is 620 miles, and it's essentially 6 to 7 days. They're saying 7 days, but day one we show up in San Francisco and just set up shop. So it's really 6 days of being on the road, and it's a great organization.
Are all the competitors here have a physical disability, is that correct?
Not all of us. Just about 10% of the people that are actually going to be doing the ride.
Participation?
Yes,
now,
yes.
Do you have a physical disability?
Yes, I do. I've got a below-the-knee amputation myself.
Well, you know, the reason I asked that is because I thought that, yet I've watched you walk around here and, you know, and jump up and down on these things, and I'm looking and I'm saying, you know, I thought, maybe I had to ask.
So. Yes, yes. I have my knee, so it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
How you got near and dear to this event. I mean, you have personal testimony, obviously.
Absolutely. And I'm not only a sponsor, but I'm also a recipient of one of their grants. They gave me $1,800 for a really nice bike that I'm riding.
Really?
Yes, yes. I showed up last year and did day one on a mountain bike with road tires, all with my cotton gear, had a long-sleeve cotton T-shirt, you know, and I show up with all the guys, and their tighty-whities are all geared out. And I made it the 86 miles.
Wow.
So this year I'm going to have the proper gear to actually do this. And my goal is to do the whole 620 miles this time.
Okay, remember we talked when you first came in here, we said we're going to get you over to Tobacco and Brew in the meeting room over there. We need to set that up and so folks can meet you. You can bring your bike. You need to tell people your journey. You need to tell them where you're going, what you want, and then let those people who would like to support you decide at what level they'd like to support you. That way they can meet you, see you. People need to, you know, get the visual. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about it here. We're launching. We're giving you a voice here. Thank you for coming on. And tell us about the event. Now, October 16th is the event.
Yes, that's the check-in day in San Francisco. Day one, we're going to be down at the Fisherman's Wharf, and we leave 7 a.m. the 16th, Saturday, at 7 a.m., and we go to Santa Cruz day one, which is 86 miles.
All right. So are you doing the rounds on the radio? Tell us, what are you doing?
I've been going to the Lions Club, the Rotary Club, all the local fraternal organizations, and starting there. Today at Tobacco and Brew, I'm just going to mostly be doing a meet and greet from 4 to 8.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
A week out, I hope to do some sort of fundraiser. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a raffle or just straight sell stuff. I've been to Pepsi, and they're willing to give me some product, and I have a couple other options that I'm weighing.
So today, you're at Tobacco and Brew from 4 to 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, that makes me happy.
And,
great.
So the group you're part of is the Challenged Athletes Foundation.
Correct.
Okay. And they give out... they do a number of things for helping athletes that are challenged, like this physically challenged. And the magazine I'm looking at right now are children.
Correct.
Many children fall into this that have lost limbs or were born without limbs.
Yes.
So, and I see things like that they gave out 665 athlete grants awarded, 140 more than 2008. They record-breaking 1.3 million to 765 challenged athletes worldwide. 40% of the people they helped had an income of less than $20,000 per year. Mm-hmm. They got basketball chairs, hand cycles, quad rugby chairs.
Yes.
Quad rugby chairs. They're out there banging away on a rugby field.
I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, when you came by to do this, you know, Linda brought you in on this, and we're more than happy to give you time here to talk about it and how let people. Now, how long are you going to be in the area? Are you from Redding here?
No, I've just relocated. I came up here 2 weeks ago to do some house setting and just fell in love with the area. I think I'm going to buy some property and start a business here locally.
Well, this is a good place. We like Redding. Redding's a giving town.
It's a great patriotic town, too.
It is.
Town USA.
So wait till you go to Tobacco and Brew. You want to talk about patriotic people. You'll love it there today.
Yes.
Yeah.
So back to the Challenge Athletes Foundation. We're also helping veterans coming back from the wars that they're helping them get up out of their bed and get them in chairs and help them pick an event that they actually want to go to the next level, you know, and compete at. And like you said, rugby.
Many of the other things. We've been associated with other organizations that do that too. With that, and what it is military people. They're not in most cases, almost all. They're not world class athletes, but they are athletes, and now they've been injured. So this allows them to go out and to continue skiing, biking, doing triathlons, doing running, something that's been a part of their lives. And your foundation and other foundations are doing this.
Absolutely. And the ride that I'm going to be participating in is called the $1 Million Challenge, and we're trying to raise $1 million. And the average Joe walking in off the street has to raise $10,000. And I myself, because I'm a challenged athlete, have to come up with with $3,000. And I'm halfway to my goal now. So everybody, whoever can help, $5.
How do they get a hold of you?
We can go to the Challenged Athletes website, which is challengedathletes.org.
Or go to Tobacco and Brew today.
Or Tobacco and Brew, and we can walk you through it. It's a little tricky to navigate through the website because CAF has so many different events. But once you go to the webpage, you can find... It's actually called the QuailCom $1 Million Challenge. So it's QMDC for short. And you can go click on that, and you can find a link to me. And there will be a page will come up where you can type in Brad. And my last name is Geertsen, G-E-E-R-T-S-E-N. And that should bring up my picture and the little thermometer that shows how much funds I've raised. But they're supposed to go in there and manipulate my numbers, but anyway, it shows that I have no monies, but it should be halfway there. So they're supposed to get in there and put a picture of me up and change my numbers. But hopefully that has been done. I haven't checked it this morning.
Okay. All right, Brad. Brad's nervous here.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. We wish you the best.
And, you know, before you leave here, leave us the information for the website.
Absolutely.
And how to get you, and we'll put it on our website.
Thank you
so much. People can go to. You just check out KCNR, then click on there, go to Free Fire Radio. We'll have something there. Hey, Brad, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Time. Yes.
And we'll see you some more here before you leave, of course. Carl Endebot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:55 in the morning. It is September 17th, which is good for me because that's what I've believed all morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in and cigar humidor in the state. Not only that, they have finest place to buy coffee and Espresso Joe's and a meeting place right there. The young man that was just here is going to do a meet and greet down there at Tobacco and Brew in their community room today from 4 to 8 p.m. But Espresso Joe's has any type of coffee fixed numerous ways by very, very knowledgeable baristas there, or whatever they call those that do coffee. It's not baristas. Is it? It is baristas. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. Great people.
Let's not forget that Saturday night, $35 is going to get you a ticket to where you can, with 25 local food vendors, taste lots of food and enjoy 30-plus breweries and wineries tasting for the Beer and Wine Festival. That's a lot of fun. I remember going to that a couple years back with Lynn Moss.
Do you remember coming home, though?
I do remember coming. In fact, that night, it's really, Ari Indy was performing downtown at the Cascade, and, we ate at Market Street Steakhouse. Oh, by the way, we went to Maxwell's last night after my show and enjoyed, I'm telling you, the pizza they had. We had a pizza there that was steak and wild mushroom. unbelievable. It was so good.
Okay, for you manly guys, they have chicken wings. Now, they have mild wings, which I tried because it was getting late at night. And then they have the volcanic wings. All right. You go to volcanic wings, they're going to tell you right up front, you're not getting your money back if they're too hot.
Seriously?
Right? No, no.
They're
telling you up front,
no refunds.
And
tell me if that doesn't entice
you. The owner says is that, yo, yeah, she says, you take a bite of that. If that doesn't put sweat on your face, then maybe, we can fix that.
Tell me if that's not a macho call you out moment.
That's
right. I'm going to call you out on that one.
5 volcanic wings. See if you can eat them. Now, there's no prizes or anything. She says people do. She says, but don't ask for your money back, sissy boy. All right? So that's down at Maxwell's.
Man.
You know, we get things from our emails, and they ask us, hey, what about this? What about that? Can you talk about it? And so this was one today from somebody we know and respect his opinion. But it says that Democrats indicted over residents, and it's a Democratic lawmaker from Southern California was indicted because they say he doesn't live where he says he lives. And so he was indicted on 5 charge counts of voter fraud and perjury and false declaration. So, of course, and then the article by Ryan Sabalo goes into the fact of the allegations against Jim Nielsen. Well, these continue, the allegations. The only thing I can say is that everybody that's been associated with this has refused to prosecute it or take it forward, including Jerry Brown. And you don't think Jerry Brown would like to have Nielsen out of the mix? You know he would. So, and people, that are running against him are saying, oh, he doesn't live there, he doesn't live there, he doesn't live there, he doesn't live there. Well, it's been, I would think that with the record searchlight all over it, and other people that are screaming for it to be looked at, and it was looked at, that at some point you'd say, maybe he does live there. Or maybe, he does have 2 residences. He does. He doesn't deny that. But it's just the kind of thing is that, there's a big tempest here, but yet, there's nothing there. Nothing yet that anybody has seen. I mean, I don't go out and investigate these things, but there's a lot of people that do, and nothing's happened. Now, in the next hour, we have Les Baugh here. Les is running for re-election. For your county supervisor. We've got some questions for that.
The chat room is open, and we are taking your emails and calls, but you can always go to the chat room by going to KCNR1460.
Let's talk about a couple of little good news things here, is that, the local tax receipts for retail went up. So that's 2 quarters that we've had, that they've gone up. And that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. In fact, we're right in the middle of the woods, but at least it's gone up a little bit. Of course, our unemployment is also up, too. A lot of things going on. But we've got a lot of questions for Les Paul, because a lot of this is business. A lot of this is things that impact directly on us, and Les has been our elected representative for the last 4 years, and now he wants to do it for 4 years more. Now, we need to ask him a few questions about what's going to happen this next 4 years. This is Carl and the Bot.
Oh, my gosh. Were you throwing it to me?
No, I was just kind of like taking a deep breath here. It's KCNR 1460, a home, a free fire
media.
We'll
be right back. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:06 in the morning. It's September 7th. It is Carl and Linda Bott here at 530-605-4567. We are streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you can chat online with us.
The chat room is open, and of course you're going to want to take a part of this next hour, because our guest this morning is Les Baugh. Welcome, Les.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Les?
I am having an awesome day. We live in Shasta County. What's not to be awesome about?
Well, for those who have heard your name but don't know about you, how about we start with a little bit of a history of who Les Baugh is?
Most important thing, husband, father, grandfather, wife of 36 years. I'm 54, just in case you wanted to know. I'm a native of Shasta County. Susie and I live in the oldest house in Anderson. It's built in 1872, and we've been lovingly fixing it up for the last 34 years. We moved in there when we were teenagers,
wow,
and I've gotten old. I've served locally and volunteered locally most of my adult life. I have been on the Anderson City Council, fire boards, hospital boards, served as chamber president, all those things you can do, and given away my time gladly because we help our local neighbors. I currently serve on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
And how long have you been on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors?
This is my first term. I was elected, coming up 4 years ago, and this is the runoff for the reelection for District 5 Shasta County Board.
Les, we've been really in the doldrums, you might say. And maybe that's not even the right term. Maybe that's not bad enough in our economy. And you've been on the board for the last 4 years, and you've watched this happen. You've watched this train wreck coming down the road. What can you do and the rest of the supervisors do to change this, to stop the bleeding as much as possible, and then to start bringing back business?
Well, I would change one word. I know what you mean when you said that I've watched, but I'll add another perspective to that. Not just watch, we were kind of ahead of the trend. You've noticed in local government when other agencies are just now catching up with the challenge of what do we do with too many people that are on staff, what do we do with finances. We started that as the trend was happening. We recognized it immediately. While the state of California was hiring 35,000 to 40,000 people, we, through attrition, were eliminating those positions. We went from 2,000 down to a little over 1,600 people. So in the end, we actually laid off less than 2%, and we've even been able to use those in other departments for the most part. We stopped spending money, period. We've not spent money we don't have, and we've simply watched every penny. Some things as small as getting rid of bottled water and eliminated $27,000 from various department budgets, all those things add up. I add them up this way. A deputy is about $100,000. Every time I save $25,000, that's a quarter deputy. So I'm preserving jobs, I'm preserving public safety. I think that we've been ahead of the trend, and we're not wealthy. This is a modest county, but we are doing the very best we can to make sure that we are taking care of the future.
What cuts can you make?
Cuts have we already made, would be the question. We have eliminated waste, literally, in almost every department. We've asked originally for a 10% cut throughout the county, and then we came back and had department heads follow that up with additional cuts. Our partners, which would be the union employees that work for Shasta County, have come on board and helped the entire county with millions of dollars in immediate cuts by concessions. Even my own wage. I'm working at 9% less than I was when I was elected 4 years ago, as are the deputy sheriffs of Shasta County. Almost every county public employee is working at least 7% less. They're paying their PERS. And so we've kind of changed the face of local government so that we are partnering. Everybody has helped everybody. The changes, as you know, have accounted for multiple millions of dollars in county government.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back and discuss. The fact is, just asking the question is how you got the your unions to agree to pay for CalPERS.
I'd love to talk to you about
and
that.
And I could talk about that one because, as you know, Reading's going through that right now. Plus, there's a couple other things that we want to discuss.
Our guest is Les Baugh. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:13 in the morning. Our guest is Les Baugh.
Taking emails, in the chat room, going back and forth. Partly sunny today with a high of 84, currently 67 degrees. Again, good morning and welcome to the show, Les.
I am so glad to be here. This is fun.
And for our listeners, we don't have all the questions. You probably have questions for Les, too, that we don't think of. So just get on the line and give us a call at 605-4567 or chat with us. Go to KCNR 1460. Get into the chat room, and as many of you have, and just get on there and say hello and say, hey, Les, what about this? You know, Les, one of the things that Reading's going through right now is the battle between the unions and the, the city council. And
yes.
The big question is paying more, CalPERS, or for the unions to pay more, they pay their own CalPERS. They just went up to REU, to the management of REU, and REU says, We're gonna unionize after that. I can't wait to discuss this one later on with somebody. the sheriff's deputies and many other unions in the, I guess all the unions in the county.
With the exception of one.
Exception
yes,
of
and
one.
And we're still open with them, and
okay.
we're working toward that.
Went to, or gave, or paying their CalPERS. What's the difference here?
I think the biggest difference is, I'll just tell you, Shasta County employees are the most amazing group of people. These are the people that help you and clean the sides of the roads out there so that they're not going to burn as somebody carelessly tosses out a cigarette. These are the people that give you the marriage license across the counter down at the clerk's office. These people love their jobs. They know they're good jobs. And they can look at a balance sheet just like anybody else can. And together, we came to the realization that if we don't make some cuts for ourselves, and I'm a Shasta County employee too, even as an elected official, if we don't voluntarily make some cuts, it means that we need to say bye to 300 or 400 fellow employees, and we can't provide the services. So I think the choice was easy. Not easy in terms of giving your money. Nobody likes to give up their money, but the choice was easy. We'll all take a little bit of a hit so we can provide services that are needed, and we're not going to drive ourselves nuts trying to do 10 times more work with so many less people that we can't actually manage it. I'm grateful for that partnership. Yeah, I think it was an attitude of what is down the road, can we get through this, and let's care about one another as we're doing it.
Healthcare benefits for the county supervisors.
Yes, sir.
Does this go on after they leave office?
I believe if they are vested. I am not a vested person until I work 5 years for the county. So after 5 years, I'd be vested, and those healthcare benefits, I believe, do go on.
Now, this is for an elected official as opposed, because you're
considered... I believe any employee.
Any employee yes. goes for 5 years. So
I believe so.
If you're an elected official... And
somebody out there correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the answer.
So an elected official, then, after 8 years being in office or 5 years being in office...
You would have continuing benefits.
Okay, is that...
As of today.
For life?
I believe so, yes.
And what are those benefits?
Those benefits are health for yourself and an ongoing percentage of retirement. I would be able, if I were in office for 8 years, I believe I would receive a percentage equated to each of those 8 years. So I'd receive a small stipend. Maybe I'd get about $1,000 a month, depending on how long I had been in office.
And how much, and do they pay half your, does the county pay half your health care, your family's health care? Is it more or? What?
The county pays my health care. I pay for my wife's. I don't know what that figure is.
After you retire is what I mean.
You know, I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I have not sat down with a retirement consultant because that's not on my radar.
Oh, no, I know,
yeah.
but these are
yeah.
questions that are coming
yes,
up right
yes.
through, because, and they're important.
I believe for the employees.
Because my tax dollars and your tax dollars and the people before you and after you, you know, these are things we pay for. So, you know, it's nice to know, you know, what are we paying for, you know, for the people. And I'm not saying it's not earned, so don't, everybody, let's not jump up and down.
It's
just that having an idea, we know about what happens with the city, and but with the county, I didn't know if it was different.
Well, let me give you some insight on things that we are working on. Actually, County Administrator Office Larry Lees, representing the board, has been working with other county administrative officers and actually with the state. My own work through the Regional Council of Rural Counties in Sacramento. And actually, this will surprise you, our local unions are on board to help us create a tiered system in recognition that we need to create a different standard for those that are coming on board than we have today. So I think that there's some answers there. They're not worked out. It's not simple. Legislation's involved. But I think there are some answers, and we're working that direction, just the same way we worked with all of our great associates to accomplish the current goals.
Well, I think that there has to be a tiered situation. And everybody we've had on, has said we can't continue to do business the same way. And now the question is how to do it. You know, some people say, well, we need to negotiate that later. We need to go, you know, some say we need to negotiate it now. The two-tiered system is the way to go. Others are saying, oh, no, you can't do that. There's got to be somebody that comes up with it. And it looks like the county, and I applaud you all for this.
Thank you.
Came to a realization, and your employees came to a realization that we can't continue like this. So now we have to get into the question of what's the best way of going forward. All right, now that's where we are now. Business. Bringing business into Shasta County.
And the phone lines are open. If you have a question for Supervisor Baugh, do call in at 605-4567. Now's the time, if you've been kind of sitting on your hands and trying to figure out, you know, just pick up the phone and to engage. We want to take the moment and make the most of it. And let's get the information out there. We've got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Pre-Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi.
to Free Fire. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:22 in the morning. Good morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567. They're all filled up, and we're going to get to you in just a minute. George, you're first, and Donna, you're up next. Les, you've got something you wanted to tell everybody.
I do. You were asking, how can we stimulate the economy? You kind of started off that way when we opened this program. I'd like to share something with you. When I was mayor of the city of Anderson, I introduced a program called the Home Improvement Holiday, and the Anderson City Council, by unanimous vote, supported that. Locally here in Shasta County, I have submitted my old program, the Home Improvement Holiday, to Shasta County Resource Management, to our county administrative officer, and to legal. And along with myself, Supervisor Glenn Hawes is going to co-sponsor the Shasta County version of that. What that means simply, to stimulate the economy, we're going to offer, if you will, for lack of a better word, a sale on building permits. Now, this is subject to full board approval, and the rest of my board members listening out there, I understand that. So the proposal will come forward for full board consideration. There will be a period of time, a reduction, an incentive program, as you will, to get them going. In Anderson, we had stimulated an additional $1 million in building, and in the city of Anderson, that's a lot of money. I am anxious to see what that might do in Shasta County. The local hardware stores, business people, taxpayers, working people, contractors. Along with that, there are a lot of people out there in the last 10 or 20 years that have built some things that maybe they didn't get a permit for. So we're going to offer a program that would get them back up to code without the stiff penalties, but would get them back up there for those recent improvements that might qualify code-wise. At least that's my proposal, and I understand as it comes forward, it has to have a form that will work with Shasta County. Sure. But I'm excited about that.
Oh, I have some questions on that, but let's go to George. George, good morning. You're on KCNR Live with Les Paul. Hello, George. George, are you there? Last chance, George. Okay, Donna. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
You are on.
Oh, good morning, Carl and Linda.
How are you?
Good morning.
Supervisor Paul.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. I just wanted to call. I don't really have a question. I just have something I would like to say, that Les Paul was so instrumental last year in serving the community in the efforts to stop tank, that it gave all of our commitment and earnest passion towards a supervisor that works for the citizens. And I just wanted to make that statement because there's no way to ever repay somebody that works so hard for us.
Thank you, Donna.
We felt really doomed when all of that inspired, and we felt very relieved when all of it concluded.
Well, thank you for your encouragement. That is very heartfelt, and I just appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you, and I do want to say I love Free Fire Radio as well. You're a great service to our community.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Have a great day.
Thank you. All this love, man. I love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. All this great.
Hey, Les, you know.
Great way to fill up our Friday. Yeah.
Okay, hey, Les, you know, this brings up a question.
Yes, sir.
I think, first of all, it's a good idea. Why put them on sale now? Why not just reduce the price?
Shasta County already has the lowest prices in the county, far less.
Well, you know what? Go on.
The answer is this. It's a self-supporting department. It does not come funded by the general fund. Actually,
Who heads up that percentage? Department?
Russ Moll is the resource management director, and the planning director, his assistant, is Rick Simons. The bottom line is we are mandated to charge the cost only in that department. So we're not allowed by law to charge any more than the cost. It's break even. And in fact, that is the largest hit, one of the larger hit departments, because building is down in Shasta County, and so employees are down there by 40-50% because the fund itself, self-generating, does not fund the additional staff today.
Okay, well, so if the business permit sales, and is that all the fees that go along with these business permits? I mean, like, if there's a fee for plowing something or anything like that, does that include that too, or is it just the business permit?
Well, we don't actually have a business permit license in Shasta County.
I misspoke.
Yeah.
Building permit.
Building permits, and those are building permits. Fees, depending on where you live in school districts or whether you live in a zone that pays for an adjoining freeway on-ramp, those are all depending upon where you live, and those are separate. And those are for the cost of whatever element they are paying for specifically and can only be used for that specific thing. The end answer is, if we reduce the fees in the building department, they must then come from the general plan. The largest funded department in the general plan is public safety, 67%. So that means if I reduce fees to the building department by $100,000, I take another sheriff off the street.
Okay, but you said, okay, those are the building permits.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about then that you're having a sale on them.
Well, that's my proposal. We would reduce
them. But how much
them.
Reduce them
and
to
so
what?
Yes, to whatever point that we reduce them, we would have to believe that we would be able to, two things, cover some of that additional work with existing staff and not ramp up to cost us more. So we'd have to be able to do more with existing employees so it didn't cost us any more. And, yes, to the extent that the board might consider reduction of fees, we would have to consider that it comes from the general fund and decide where that comes from. So absolutely, yes, your observation is correct.
So then it would be as we could get more
balance,
more building permits. Yeah, you want more of that, so then more money would come in.
Yeah, the goal is to stimulate the economy, and can we stimulate enough to counter what we're giving up in fees? That's the hope here.
Have you heard that? I mean, we people call us a lot, as you can imagine, and send us emails about doing business in Shasta County. Sometimes it's difficult to get things done through the Russ Mall's office. Do you ever get any complaints or hear that?
The number one complaint I receive is about planning issues in Shasta County. May I break some more news on your station this morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to.
Keep going, Les.
I have partnered with Corky Harmon. Corky Harmon was a candidate for Shasta County Supervisor District 5. That would be this office.
Years. That's right. He was running against you, in other words.
Yes, he was running against me. During the primary, he brought up the thought that he had a project on Silverbridge that took him 6 years to get through planning. That fell on my ears in terms of, wow, that's a long time.
And we're hearing that. We're hearing that people are taking months and months and months, and depending on who you talk to, they get different answers on this. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. You're absolutely right. And so here is my thought. My thought is not to sit on the sidelines, but to move forward and do something about that. Corky and I together are going to form what we are calling a development team.
Keep going. We just have like 1 minute.
You betcha. The goal would be to stimulate the economy, to perhaps streamline the process, to increase, and this is the most important thing, the communication, which is what people hate there. They're told one thing and then another thing and another thing, and we understand there's a communication problem. We have, by concept, began to form a 10-member panel consisting of local business people, local residents, people of interest in the community. And actually, the planning department has agreed to participate in that process and help us determine how we might suggest improvements.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds. I want to continue this course on the other side. This is big.
A local chamber, by the way, enthusiastically, my talk with Frank Strazzarino yesterday, send me that letter. We will put somebody on that panel. We would do it excitedly.
Yeah. Okay, look, we got to take a break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Les Baugh is our guest today, and we're throwing some questions at Les about some changes, and he's got some answers it appears he's been working on. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Well, Karen came by and dropped by some costumes, and, you know, I love it. She walked through with pom-poms.
We got to catch up on some things here.
A shout-out to all of you who warmly welcomed me on the air last night at 6 p.m. with On the Spot with Linda Bott. We had a ball, and tomorrow night, don't forget, tonight, hello, we are out at Anselmo's from 6 to 9 doing music out there with Pat Karch and with Rick Hill. I'm looking so forward to that. 474-5546. I'm not sure yet if it's sold out, but it's 67 degrees if you're just tuning in now. Our guest is Les Baugh, and we welcome him back to the show and taking all of your emails at Linda at KCNR1460 or call us live 605-4567.
This part of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley, been in business since 1985, except time he took out to be with the 82nd Airborne. 244-1988, does Dish TV, guarantees his work, and guess what? When you got it, if you have to get a hold of Doug, he gives you his cell phone. So I like to call him at 10:25 at night just to see if he answers, and he always has. Yeah, sorry, Doug. Anyway, 244-1988, BNT Satellite. Try them. I know you're going to like them. They've given us great service. Les Baugh is our guest, and we throw him some. It hasn't been real easy here, huh, Les?
Hey.
Les has got some pretty good answers.
I like your questions.
Okay, let's go. Let's recap what you're talking about, the new things. The new a sale on building permits.
Well, subject to board approval, of course.
Subject to board approval. And then the other one was streamlining how work is done via the county because it is so
Let's put everything,
erratic
let's
right
put
now.
Everything in that department on the table and find out ways that we can be guest-friendly.
Well, this has been going on for years, though.
Yes.
You think you can change it?
I believe that we can change anything if we're determined.
Well, see, here's
one
the thing
person can make a difference. An entire community can make a tremendous difference.
The, you know, and this goes not, it's not just the county, it's also in the city. And, you know, a 10-person committee, okay, to take a look at this. I mean, what are we looking at for time frame? Is this going to be done in a month, 2 months, 6 months, 8 years?
You know, I think it has been done or created over years. It's not going to be undone.
No, I mean, yeah, I know, but
in
I mean,
a matter of months. So I think that this will be ongoing. In fact, I would like to think that a group like this would have a never-ending responsibility to be guardians, if you will, to continue once we've achieved a few goals. Carl, Linda, if we could come out of this, say 6 months from now, with five goals that we could actually create or apply to make life easier in Shasta County for those people who are building and creating, that would be just a start in my mind. What is the next thing that we can do to make it better? What is the next thing? Let's continue to strive to improve. Sounds a little Pollyannish, but I think we can do it.
Oh, I tell you what, Les. You know,
one of my favorite words.
If this continues on, we're going to be all over this like a duck on a June bug if it doesn't happen. But this is a great step forward.
As soon as I can give you names, I'll give them to you, Carl.
This is a great step forward, and the fact is that we need to do it at the city, too. We need to take a look at streamlining it so people don't get different answers from different people there, that they don't hang on it, that they sit there and just waste people's time, waste their money, tell them one thing, do another. You know, it's the people are fed up, and you know, it's time to make changes.
And Carl, just so you don't think this comes in terms of Shasta County Planning and Resource Management fighting this thought that I presented, I went and sat down with Mr. Mall. I explained what my proposal was going to be, and he said, I will give you all information and cooperate in every way with you. I'm grateful for that. He will open up the doors, and he'll open up the history, the information, and we will take advantage of that. Absolutely. I appreciate the cooperative nature.
Will you have public hearings?
I don't know if it would call them public hearings. But we're going to have meetings
just,
of this little development team that has no authority, but we're going to evaluate. We'll submit that information to the full board.
Okay. Now, and then,
absolutely.
And then the
board,
full board is a board of
supervisors. The board can do, yes, which I'm a member of,
but
I cannot speak for the board. I can tell you that I am interested, and I believe there are others that are interested in improvements.
Now, does the rest of the board, I mean, you're doing this.
I'm doing this
through
District 5, and this is a public radio station, so yes, everybody obviously, as of today, knows about this. But individually, as a supervisor in District 5, I can convene a group of people to offer advice and assistance. That's all I'm doing. This is not at the request of the board. But I would think that the citizens and the board as a whole would look favorably upon, well, what are some of the thoughts and ideas? This is an intelligent board. We work well together.
I, for one, believe that all the people we have in city and county are not bad. You know, the elected officials are not bad people. They're not out there to, you know, hey, how am I going to screw my fellow citizens here? No, that's not it. I know we have different ways of going about it. But it seems to me if you have this plan for District 5 and it seems like, hey, how can we streamline everything? Why wouldn't the whole board want to get in this and make a board-wide council?
And
so
they
that
may
they
choose
can put
to do
everything
that.
In, and then that way, you know, you're not just spinning your wheels.
They may choose to do that, and I would say that if the entire county board supervisor would like to jump on board with this, I would be open to that as well. This is not a Les Baugh thing. This is a thing for the benefit of the county. And you're right. Once a county supervisor is elected from District 5, we make decisions for the whole county.
Yeah.
Great observation. So, yes, this is a going forward positive contribution. I'd be happy to take a back seat if we can get this moving and have this actually benefit the county.
It's got to be led, but the point is that it's a county-wide thing. Unless four other people or two other people say, yeah, this is a good idea.
This is a very open board to board improvement.
Yeah, okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about National Forest. I want to talk about Tank again. We've got like 15 minutes left and a couple other things.
Our guest is Les Baugh. Give us a call, 605-4567. Now it's time to call the hotline and ask Les your questions. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. It's Friday. It's time to get a haircut. I'm going down to get a haircut. You should go down and get a haircut. Well, let's all go down and get a haircut, unless it's Linda, because this is Man's Last Stronghold. DC Tim and the Man in Black, they cut hair. They cut it at great prices. And if you're a veteran, you get a discount. That's right. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. They do great work, and you will not have to worry about seeing Oprah on the TV. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, a great place to go. Great haircuts. Okay, our guest is Les Baugh. And Les is getting ready to break another piece of news here. My God, I feel like Silas Lyons is going to put a contract out on it.
There's a hit on the bots. Yeah.
Come big or don't come at all.
Yeah, I've listened to your program, and a lot of folks call in, and they make references to Tank, and the rumors are rampant out there that Tank is ramping up for another charge at Shasta County.
Yeah.
And, of course, along with our caller, Donna Caldwell, earlier, and the folks with the North State Landowners Committee and so many others, Stop Tank in Round Mountain. We've kept on top of that. A call placed to Bill Romanelli with Tank, and he's their public service guy. Here's his statement. They've indicated there are people who tell me on and on, I get lots of calls, that there's something out there. And he said there are a variety of preliminary studies by various entities that could be confused with them, but they are not associated with any of them. And there are no actual routes in our area through Tank right now being considered. He said Lassen Utility District was doing some environmental work, and the routes are undefined as of today. But Tank has, and this is from their spokesperson, and Stop Tank, or Tank, if you're listening out there and you're giving me wrong information, then you will regret that. But this is the statement that has been given to me to share with the public.
Okay. So as of now, there's no Tank movement.
Now,
right
do I think that that means they've gone away? Absolutely not.
No,
are we going to be
not.
Vigilant? Yes.
Well, part of it is the, you know, with the, part of it is stopping the AB, what is it, AB 32 about the, green, you know, the green gas things, or you have to have 25 or 30% of your energy from renewable assets and all this, that we have to slow down a little bit there. Okay.
Okay, but let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning. You are on KCNR.
Good morning. How are you, Sred?
We're great. What's on your mind?
Well, you've got Les there, right?
I recognize that voice. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Tank, back when I was doing research on Tank last year, I kept asking the question why we couldn't put additional lines on the existing towers. And there's some places where you could put even at those big arms out and put three lines on it. And I was told that any line that was added to an existing tower that had PG&E on it would have to charge a higher tariff. Well, now I'm seeing that the Tank project is coming back now. PG&E is involved in it. So if that's the case, if this new set of lines goes in, we, the people of Reading, do have a vested interest in this project, because the tariff will go up, because the project now includes REU and PG&E. So something I think we really need to be careful of, because one of these days it might come up on a city council agenda and be, oh, we're going to have to raise the rates on REU customers because we have a higher tariff rate. We may be walking into a real bad thing.
Okay, Gary. And the big thing, though, is vigilance. Ever alert vigilance to make sure is that before this starts, that, one, the city council doesn't make it something that's just kind of like, oh, yeah, like they did last time. And to make sure that our people, I think people are ready. You know, the Minutemen, and I know they probably hate to use that word. Okay, the alert force, we call them the 5-minute alert force, is right there and they're ready to tell us. But thanks a lot for the phone call.
And the Shasta County Board has moved forward to continue that vigilance with the approval of the recent Tank ordinance.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gary. Okay, let's, all right, that's Tank. Sharon Haywood. We've been trying to get Sharon on the program here for months, and
so have we.
What's on your program? What's going on there? I mean, has she just completely ignored the whole county of Shasta?
One word answer: yes.
Why does one person have this much power, and not an elected official? I didn't see that somebody had crowned her queen for the, you know, the forest. Why can she do this? I mean, is there any way that we can get past her?
you know, the why. Wow. How does a person end up in that position where they can literally overrule an entire county of 184,000 people or whatever we have today? One wonders.
It wasn't 4-1. It was 5-0
yes, sir,
to take our to keep our roads open in the forest. Yeah. And she said, no.
Yeah, representing the people, of course, representing the people. The bottom line is she may have some authority that she has used, but I would disagree that she actually has that authority legally. And Shasta County has already publicly stated its intention to pursue her legally in court. I believe we will be 100% victorious representing the public. And according to their own standards, laws, rules, and regulations, she must by law coordinate with the county and has refused to do so.
Okay, so if we take it to court and some and you get some hotshot lawyer in there that does it, or and it, is it going to cost us money?
You know what? We have had so many contacts from the public out there, already an offer for up to $50,000 to help us with this. And we believe that most, if not all, of the expense will be covered by the public that's just tired of this.
Well, if we
sick
if,
and
when
tired
we win,
of this.
Does the government have to pay us back? Do they have to reimburse us?
I don't know the answer. I'm not a legal lawyer Carl Bott, but I tell you what, if we could pursue that, I'd say let's get it. But I don't know the answer.
Well, we have an open invitation to Sharon Haywood. Please come on the show and explain your side of this. You know what? We are very fair here, and we protect our guests as less than anybody else will tell you. We just want to know why the decision was made, and why can't you talk to us? Why can't you talk to the people that you, the 184,000 people that you affect, Sharon, are listening? We go everywhere. We stream back to Washington, D.C., so your bosses can hear you explain it to us. Us poor old people out here in old Shasta County, why we can't use the forest roads that our county supervisors and the vast majority of us want to use. Okay, I'm pontificating. I'm sorry. We got to take a break. Call in the Bot Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Find us walk in them. Tobacco Emporium in the state. Let me tell you, Joe and Shelley love this community. They've been in business for well over 30 years. They support our community. They support the veterans. And speaking of supporting veterans, Les Ball wants to ask.
You know, I just wanted to offer the opportunity, a little plug for the MASH Bash that's coming up a week from this Saturday. Shasta, Northern California Veterans Museum. This is a great opportunity to support our vets, support a great project in Shasta County. You could Google Shasta or Northern California Veterans Museum and go online, get some tickets, and you can buy them locally at various spots. I'm just excited. Tom Basanko and I are going to kind of, I'm going to MC, and Tom is going to do the auctioning. And when Tom and I get together, our local sheriff, we have a great time together. They're dressing me up. I'm going to outrank you, Carl. I'm going to be General Iron Guts somebody from MASH. And I don't know who they've got, Tom. I think Tom is... is what's that nurse with the pretty lips, hot lips? I think it's hot lips. I'm not sure, but
oh,
but well, I think
sorry,
Karen,
Tom.
Karen, who just came through, I think she's been dressing you guys. She did that last year. Well, no, it was the Boondocker Ball, which was fun, and you played Patton. Carl played Patton, and it was so much fun. But that's the 25th, and this is the MASH Bash, and we're so thrilled. You've done so many fundraisers, Dancing with the Stars.
I love it. I made a fool of myself for charity, good causes, young people being helped, the women's refuge being helped. $25,000 the year they voted me off the stage first. But I'm okay with that. We raised $25,000. I walked a mile in her shoes. You know, I'll do whatever it takes to make a difference in the county. That's just one of the things we can do with our elected office, is we can say, okay, we have a little name recognition, let's use it to bring in a few dollars.
And I think that's phenomenal, because that's what you do when you serve.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to poke fun at yourself, and I mean, the other day at the United Way, that was hilarious. I think you quoted
the
something.
The Mikado. The Mikado, okay.
I also raised a few bucks
at
my table.
Okay, wait, you didn't get to see that.
Yes, sir.
It was Les Ball on Bended Knee.
Oh, no, don't go there.
Giving a love verse to Kurt Starman, and I tell you what,
Nothing
the people
better.
Were odd. No, we were odd. The only thing we were missing was Eric's kilt out there. You know?
Now, to man that up a bit, at my table, my brother's a West Point graduate and an Army lifer, and I recited the West Point Plebes Pledge for my table to raise a few more bucks, and that was a little bit more manning it up, not the Mikado thing.
Oh, I got to
weigh that, okay?
Oh, that's
sure,
great.
That's what you say now.
Well, what else do you have coming up on the calendar? We have September 25th, which is the MASH Bash. What else is coming up?
You know, almost everything that I'm invited to, and if you're listening, this, I guess, is an open invitation. If I can help out there, if even I can bring some buddies from the county that will come and make your event a little more lively or a little more fun, we love to ham it up. It gives us a little release from the kind of the stress of doing the county thing. Just invite me. But you name it, it's up there. I mean, my calendar's full. I'm at every event that I'm invited to if I don't have it already scheduled.
Okay. Well, Les, you know, we appreciate you being on. A few things came up today. One is you're bringing up the opportunity to reduce the having a sale on building permits.
Home improvement holiday.
Right. And the point of putting together a committee to change some of the very slow, antiquated, and not business-friendly practices that fall under the county.
Common goals.
Common goals. You talked about Tank. Oh, Tank's backing off.
Well, I don't say they're backing
off.
They're not backing
off. At least
right
now,
there's no news.
Right now.
No additional news.
There's no news. So, okay.
It's always lurking, so let's just get serious about that. It's lurking, but right now the heat is off at this moment. That doesn't mean at 3 o'clock today it's not going to be back on.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Well, next week we've got
to... thank you so much for being with us. And like I said, we have an open invitation to all of our supervisors, all of the people running, all of the people seated, all of the people on city council who are current, those people running. It's so important for the people to be informed. Who are you? What are you about? It's an open forum where we have the chat. People can call in and final thoughts.
Well, you know, even people that are running, you know, if people, Les has been there 4 years. People still have a lot of questions. There's other people who've been on the, that are running unopposed on the Board of Supervisors. People still have questions, though. Where do they stand? What do they mean when they do? Are they going to stand up for things like this? These are ideas that we'd love to ask them. You know, some don't want to be on the show for whatever reason.
You guys are scary.
No, we're not.
That's okay.
No, we're just really nice people most of the time. Sometimes we're peckish.
Well,
peckish.
You know, the Colonel comes out on a regular basis, too. The Colonel, you know. But, Eric, I want to let you know that your kilt rocks. Tomorrow we want to tell you about all the shows. We've got live programming all day
live
long.
Live programming.
Phenomenal. We've got shows on Sunday as well. New shows that have been launched, Bridal Talk and
Generation. You need
Generation.
To listen to, Bridal Talk, yeah.
And Generation.
Genesis Generation. In the evening. So.
Sunday evening.
Hey, this is Carl and Abad. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you, Les Waugh. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.